Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you are having a fantastic day. You are listening to the Curtis Harwell Fitness Show, America's best and most listened to fitness show. We finally topped over 6 million listens. So that's absolutely fantastic. And Michelle Brent will be with us today. We always try to discuss topics that's going to help you to a better and healthier lifestyle. And as I always do, I want to thank all of my listeners who've made us the most listened to fitness show on the internet. And without you, we would not have this show and would not be able to share with you all of the great information that you have, and especially the shows that Michelle and I do, because they're unscripted. It's on the cuff, and it's one of those shows that it's what we call the no BS show. So again, without you, we would not have this show to share with you. If you'd like to participate in the show today, you can contact the show at 347-850-8748. We'll take some calls if we have time. Usually a lot of times we're really rushed to get all the information out. And today's show is going to be a really good one, so we're going to be pumping out a whole lot of information today. Our advertisers today are Michelle's Magic Morsels, which is Michelle Brent's company, and she has these fantastic protein cookies, and they're made with that good old-fashioned taste and good old-fashioned home cooking. And you can check out Michelle's website at michellesmagicmorsels.com. And again, this is IFBB Pro Michelle Brent's website. And again, head on over there for a terrific variety of flavors that she has. I know that she has some new ones, and around the end of the show, we'll get Michelle to talk about her company a little bit and what she's got going on. And then if you mention this radio show, you'll get 3 free cookies with your order. I think she has some other specials going on right now, too. So wait until we get Michelle on, and we'll talk about it at the end of the show. Also, our other sponsor today is Titan Fitnesswear, and you can get Titan Fitnesswear at www.titanfitnesswear.com. Tank tops, hoodies, t-shirts, all kinds of great variety of logos. Head on over there. Terrific prices. Nobody's going to beat the prices. We're talking about hoodies in the 30s. We've got t-shirts in the teens, so great products. Head on over there. Everything, every size is in stock. They'll have multiples of different colors, sometimes as much as 12 to 16 different colors of t-shirts, tank tops, and hoodies. So head on over there. Today's show with Michelle, we're going to talk about fasted cardio. And we're going to talk about fasted cardio, the pros and the cons. And again, this is a show that Michelle and I have. There's some things that we agree with, sometimes we don't. So you just have to listen to the show to see how we feel about it. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of information about fasted cardio before we get Michelle on. Now, you know, the basics, you know, of fasted cardio, just like when you were in high school and you took the high school health classes, you know that your body loses weight when it begins using the fat cells in your body. Now, after it has exhausted its supply of calories in your stomach, so logically, it then makes sense that if you work out on an empty stomach, you'll burn more fat immediately, since your body has no other fuel to work. So logically, that's what you think, right? But the other thing that you should realize is that while you were in school, is that your body's inner workings are incredibly complex. So it's not as simple as sometimes your trainer or other people that talk to you about fasted cardio is. It's sometimes it's not exactly the way that they tell you. As a result, fasted cardio isn't a surefire boost to your fat burning goals for everyone, okay? It doesn't work for everyone. And a lot of experts, including myself, I have mixed reviews, especially of waking up early in the morning to get your miles in before you've had your breakfast. And now, while there can be a few benefits, there are also some drawbacks. So we'll talk about the benefits and the drawbacks, and we'll find out how Michelle thinks about fasted cardio. Michelle, how are you doing today?
Hey, Greg Curtis. Happy Valentine's Day. Will you be my Valentine?
Well, I don't know if Bill will like that. But
I know. Bill's looking at me like, what?
tell hubby Bill I said hi.
I will.
Now, this is a subject that Michelle came up with to talk about. And I will tell you, in the over 300 shows that I've done over the years, I've never talked about fasted cardio. So
I was racking my brain. Okay, what can we talk about? And I was doing my cardio, believe it or not, in the morning. And I was doing, I think it was fasted cardio. I didn't intend to do it fasted, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to talk about fasted cardio because I'm starting to work on a prep, and we'll talk about that at some other time for a show this year. So
right. So yeah. Why don't you give us your general feelings about fasted cardio.
Well, you know what? Like you were saying, it's not for everybody. Our bodies, physiologically and our biochemistry, everyone's different. So it's not going to work for everybody. I think the big craze came along, not just bodybuilders, but athletes who wanted to get in shape and get in shape, a little faster. But we know how it is. We don't, you can't get in shape, like overnight. Fasted cardio, I got my ups and downs with it myself. They say you could burn up, up to 20 more percent of fat. But you got to be careful because if you're not schooled, and a lot of these trainers probably, who knows? I'm just saying, that they don't know exactly, what the body's doing. They also, what happens is, you're breaking down your amino acids also into glucose. So you're going to be using, your amino acids, which you don't want, if you're trying to build muscle, obviously you don't want to do. But then, in conjunction with your fasted cardio, then you're supposed to eat your whey protein, your meal right after. But some people don't do that either. They don't understand that, you're doing your fasted cardio, but you've got to also eat, okay? So it depends, how people react to it. So what do you think?
Well, and we're kind of right now, we're kind of talking, sounds like a little bit more of the pros that we're talking about. So now, the bottom line is, that there is studies that show that, these are just studies that show that you can possibly burn up about 20% more fat, if you work out in the morning before consuming any food. Now, I know people are probably wondering, can't you do fasted cardio in the evening? And the answer is no, unless you haven't eaten all day. You got to do fast. It's fasted cardio. Fasted cardio means before you have eaten anything. So you haven't eaten. So If you're doing fasted cardio in the evening, you got to tell me how you're doing that, because that's a toughie, unless you're going all day without. And I've had people tell me they do fasted cardio in the evening, and I just look at them and I just say, really? How are you doing that? But it's possible. Studies have shown that you possibly might burn up to about 20% more fat. Now, another added thing to add into what Michelle said is that a lot of us do know what cortisol is, and it's a hormone that the body produces. Now, one thing good about you know, one of the pros about doing fasted cardio is that in the morning time, your cortisol levels are usually higher in the morning than any time throughout the day. So, and then the cortisol, it is a hormone, as I said, and it helps you to metabolize the fat that you have in your body to energy. So that is a benefit. But, you know, again, there are other things to look at, and as Michelle mentioned, that you can burn amino acids. Amino acids are what your muscle tissue, that's what it is. When you consume protein, to get the amino acids. The amino acids are what make up your muscle cells. And again, if you're in a sport like we're in, and it's all about muscle, if you're doing a lot of fasted cardio, you may be chewing up on your muscle. Go ahead, Michelle.
I'm cracking up because my cat, she's like climbing all over me. She wants attention, and I'm like, oh my god, this is so funny. But yeah, you know, there's like I said, the benefits of fasted cardio. But you know, like you said, it's not for everybody. I mean, you burn all your during your workout, you're burning the most amount of fat and calories. But throughout the rest of the day, you have to use your workout or whatever. Now, I'm going to throw another one in. I really actually like the HIIT cardio better, because with HIIT cardio, and that's high intensity training, it's a shorter duration. You don't have to sit there and it's starving to death, you know, in the beginning of the morning.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's just faster. You do, you know, fast intervals, and you do slow, fast, slow. And then it actually sustains your calorie burning throughout the rest of the day. So it's actually a better way to do your cardio. Now, does everyone like HIIT cardio? No. Does it sound better to say you want to do faster cardio? Well, maybe yes. it all depends, because like I was saying earlier, everyone's different. Everyone's metabolism's different. Everyone burns fat differently. I look at faster cardio more, again, going back to an athlete who is trying to get in really good shape, because it's kind of like, to me, I think fasted cardio is like a quick fix kind of thing, you know, because it's like you want, I don't want to say quick fix, but it's, because you're burning not technically a quick fix. It's good for people who are already, let's put it this way, have a low body fat, and you want to get rid of that little extra body fat, you know, at the end. They say, you know, it work on areas like the women, the thighs, and the men, the abs. But you have to be already in a deficit of calories and a deficit of fat. So it's kind of deceiving to say, okay, fasted cardio is really going to, you know, to burn, you know, is to, it'll burn fat, but it's not going to, you know, going to be the solution. To me, that's not the solution.
Right. I think you have to, and just to kind of back up what Michelle says, is that you just have to keep in mind that you're going to burn about 10% more protein or amino acids or muscle tissue,
right,
while, you know, doing your fasted cardio workouts. So if you're in a situation that muscle is always important, but if you're in a sport or something, or as Michelle said, you're just trying to fine tune, you know, let's say 10-12% body fat, and you want to get down to 8%. It could be a quicker way to do it. I would still prefer, like Michelle says, do the high intensity interval training. When you do the high intensity interval training, you're looking to do sprints on a treadmill, sprints outside, you know, flipping a tire, whatever you want to do. They're short bursts of energy, you know, usually 30 seconds to a minute. You get your heart rate up to 80-85% of its max. And as Michelle said, a lot of people don't like doing that because it's hard. It is not.
It's hard.
It's hard.
Hard.
Yeah, it's hard. And I try to do high intensity every day. And in a but it absolutely works. The high intensity, I myself, I prefer that more than the fasted. I mean, when I get up in the morning, I'm eating. I usually have to. I don't have a thyroid, so I have to take thyroid medication every morning. So I take my thyroid medication in the morning, and then I have to wait about 30 minutes before I can eat. But I'm eating. I got to eat before I get out of the door. When you think about it, if you go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, and let's say you're up at 6, you know, you've had eight hours of no food, no nothing.
I'm already fasting, correct.
Yeah, you're fasting for 8 hours already. So you need to get up and get some food. Now I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in the whole thing here and add something that a lot of people with fasted cardio don't think about. And you know, fasted cardio offers a lot of benefits, but you know, one of the big benefits what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, when you do fasted cardio and you do fasted cardio with high-intensity interval training at the same time, these fast-paced exercises can actually skyrocket your secretion of HGH, which is human growth hormone from the pituitary gland. So sometimes we don't, you know, this is a benefit now. You know, and it's, and again, when you increase your HGH, you also can increase the fat burning. But again, one of the side effects of this is that you can lose muscle tissue.
Muscle. Yeah, boy, that's a challenge to try to do both at the same time. I challenge you, Curtis. I want to see this in person.
I mean, it's hard to do. Now, if you remember, yeah. You know, and Michelle and I are not 20 years old anymore, and so both of us have been in the sport a lot of years. And when we first started, we used to live on the treadmill. I mean, we would go on the treadmill, and we could do fasted cardio. But we would go on a treadmill and maybe do treadmill two or three times a day, doing at least an hour and a half or 2 hours at a time at a pace that was slow, so slow you might as well have been sitting in a chair. But this this was how we learned how to, and when I say in the class, I'll say not the old days, but the classic days. The classic days. That's how we learned how to. It was best to burn body fat.
And that's true. And today, you know, they do. And I've done it too. Is like two sessions of cardio. So technically, if you want, you could get your fasted cardio in the morning, and then you could do your HIIT cardio at night. So you've got the benefits of both.
Absolutely.
Now, how many people can do that? I've done it. I did do that 1 year. I must say I had a coach I used, and you know, when I first turned pro, you know, I was in amazing shape. I mean, it was crazy. But once again, you know, with the knowledge of knowing how to, you know, to time your food in between doing, you know, plus a workout and all that, you know, I didn't lose muscle. Obviously, you know, I'm sitting there with, you know, wanting to keep my muscle and I'm burning fat, which is like the beauty of everyone wants, you know, the secret, you know. But I don't know. If I had the pick of the two, believe it or not, I still think I would stay with fasted cardio because that damn HIIT cardio is hard. I have to admit. But it's good to change it up, like you're saying. It's good to me personally, to try to get both in. Now, but another thing about fasted cardio, like I said earlier, is it's not for everybody. I mean, I technically think really, and I don't know what your opinion is, it's mainly for an athlete. I think as a general person wanting to get in shape, I think doing more of the HIIT cardio or just trying to get some cardio at some point, you know, with their heart rate being raised, is, you know, just the perfect solution. But, you know, everyone, like I said, everyone's got, you know, the faster card's been the big craze, and I think all these trainers, you know, a lot of times put, you know, everyone on it, you know, and it's like, well, it's
right.
not for everybody.
Right. And as, again, you know, Michelle is very wise in what she's telling you, is that fasted cardio isn't for everybody. Now, just to add a few other tidbits to this, you got to keep in mind, when you do fasted cardio, you put a lot of stress on your digestive system. And again,
yeah.
particularly right. it is very particularly sensitive after the fasting period. There's a lot of times the body will somewhat dehydrate itself because
right.
it will pull the hydration or the water or the fluids in the intestinal tract to other parts of the body because of this fasting period, even though it could be just one day. And so it puts a lot of stress on your digestive system. So it is particularly important. You won't hear very many people say this. I'm going to be one of the few that ever say it because you don't think about it. But if you're doing fasted cardio a lot because of the digestive system and because you want to keep the fluids in your intestinal tract so you can move and eliminate what you have in your body, your stool, you want to make sure that you are on a good fiber diet, that you're eating all of your fruits, your veggies,
yes.
especially stuff like spinach. If you're
right,
particularly,
yeah.
yeah, it really is. And one of my little secrets that I have for people that want to do fasted cardio a lot, I have a little a smoothie that recipe, and the recipe is 8 ounces of apple juice, or I always call it apple cider, but apple juice, and get one with no sugar in it, and then take 2 handfuls of spinach and 1 banana, stick it in the blender, put it on liquid, and when you get, you want to make sure that you have one of those, if you're doing fasted cardio a lot, this will help keep fluid in your intestinal tract and will help you eliminate the food that you do have in your intestinal tract, and the banana is good because of potassium, because one of the first things that go while fasting and doing cardio, potassium levels can drop because of the hydration level. So you want to make sure that you get plenty of good food in you.
That's a very, very, very good point. And that's actually knowledge in my head now, because, you know, I really didn't know that myself. That's what happens to a lot of people, and then they end up doing, you know, the reverse to their body because don't have the knowledge like that.
Right.
That's a very, very, very good point. Yeah. I'm going to go get my blender out right now.
Yeah.
But I don't do, like I said.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying,
no, go ahead,
that's extreme, like you were saying. If you're doing fasted cardio, you know, like almost every day, and that's the problem with a lot, especially athletes, and you know, so I just don't want to say competitive bodybuilders or bodybuilders, if they don't know, you know, that. And this is why they end up having their digestive problems, like you're saying, and they can't eliminate. And they're going, I can't go poop. Like, I don't poop, Michelle. I don't know how, you know, I can't go bodybuilding. You know, so that's a very, very good point. Very, very good, because that always happens, you know, and I know it's happened to me, you know, especially towards the end of, you know, getting ready for a show, is you can't eliminate. It's like, yikes, because you're in a dehydrated state so much.
Yeah, part of the deal is, too, because we're in our head when we're getting ready for a show, we want our waist as small as possible. What we start thinking about is that if I eat too much roughage, is going to make my waist bigger. So the closer that we get to a show, basically the only crap we're eating is rice and chicken or tuna or whatever, and we're not really consuming a whole lot of fiber. You know, some people will do Metamucil and that, but they in their head, you know, think the same thing. If I had the Metamucil, it's going to bloat my gut, you know? And
right,
so,
right,
but
right.
With when you, if you take spinach and you break it down, you're breaking it down in its simplest form, so it will flow through your system. It will actually make you, it's almost like a laxative. It will make you go to the toilet, which in the long term will make your waist smaller. When you get on stage, there's no bloating involved. But, you know, I've had people come to me and say, I haven't gone to the toilet and took a poop in 2 weeks.
I don't know what to say to them.
Yeah, I don't eat. And I just tell them, you know, that's crazy. And they'll ask me, well, what do you do? I said, you know what? I do my smoothie recipe all the way up until 2 days before the show. Because I'm not going to
look at you they look at you with like crossed eyes, like what?
Yeah,
you, right?
And then I just tell them, I say, there's no calories there. You're talking about 8 ounces of apple juice with no sugar in it, so you're looking at 100 calories. 2 handfuls of spinach is about 50 calories, and then one banana is another 125. So you've got, you know, 200, almost 300 calories at the max if you make a huge smoothie. A regular, you're looking at 200 calories. You got, and the thing is if you don't get elimination, I got to tell you, you do not want to have a burst in intestine because that can happen.
No.
We see it happen ever so often. Somebody that shows and right after a show, they'll get a burst intestine, or they'll get something, you know, that's happening colorectal because they can't eliminate because it's so hard, and they actually have to go into the doctor's office to have them do things to, you know, to eliminate. And you don't need to do that. You need to do things as natural as possible. And, you know, again, Michelle and I both have been doing this for most of our lives. We've lived long and happy lives, you know, physically, because we try to do the right thing all of the time. Now, before I get Michelle to tell us all about her cookie companies, I do want to add this real quick. And we hadn't talked about it. Make sure after you do fasted cardio that you get good protein whey in you.
Exactly.
At, you know, 45 to 90 minutes after, because if you don't, you've already started to break your muscle down. If you don't get protein in you right away, you're going to be in worse shape.
Yeah, and that's what I said earlier. Because like I said, most people, and like the most general problems, they say, okay, they want to do fasted cardio, and then they end up not eating. Then they run around, and then that's what happens. But yeah, that is like the number one and most important thing. Eat after you do the fasted.
And then make sure you get some good carbs in you, because you got to keep in mind too, if you're doing fasted cardio and you're starting to really kick in a lot of fat, that means you've depleted all of your glycogen stores. So you got to make sure that you get some good carbs in you after you do the fasted cardio. Michelle, tell us all about your cookie company, what you got going on.
Well, that's what you can get in as your carb. You can get one of my magic morsels, because look at this. You get your whey protein, you get your carb, you get a little bit of sweet. it's doing good. I've actually got a special right now. It's my Valentine's special, but it's, you know, 2 days, you know, we got here, people. I actually have a gift basket. I don't know if I've ever mentioned my gift baskets. And they're cool because I put a dozen cookies in there and a lot of other little goodies like protein powders from different companies, vitamins, little candles, something, you know, a little cute. And those are actually 35 right now. They're normally 45. And then I have my sugar-free oatmeal chocolate chip cookie that's on sale. And they're normally 24 and they're $19.50 right now. So you get almost $5 off in that cookie. And I also can make them chocolate chip alone. Some people don't want the oatmeal. I say, hey, it's fine, I'll make them whatever you want. That's the beauty about Michelle's Magic Morsels, because I could do whatever you want to your cookie.
Personalize that sounds fantastic. Well, Michelle and I will be back. We'll be back next Friday. And
we'll have another
another good subject for you next week. Everybody have a fantastic week, and thank you for listening to the show. We'll talk to you next week, Michelle.
Okay. Bye, Curtis. Happy Valentine's.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.